Welcome to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast, where we facilitate the motto, Ask, Learn, Do More. Our host is Jonathan Lennon, author of Effective Technology in Ministry, a practical guide, and founder of the Church Tech Club. From time to time, Jonathan is joined by exciting co-hosts, product specialists, plain old product users, and special guests to answer questions you have asked, share pro ministry tech developments, and offer inspiration that promotes reaching, growing, and serving people via intentional tech inclusive strategy.
Welcome to the show. This is episode 4 of season 1, and today is all about data and faith. We have to address a choice between the two. Which is it? Examine the data or trust the Lord? Oh, this is going to be really good today. No worries, we've got more great interviews from the CITN 2024 conference and in general as well to share, but I wanted to step back today to talk about this because data combined with trust in the Lord is relevant in today's digital environment. You know, I picked up this copy of Barna's research titled The State of Your Church, Measuring What Matters in Ministry while at the CITN conference in Dallas, Texas. And I took a hard look at some of the data. And I want to share my view on a particular area because I discussed this in my book on technology. And because I feel that we sometimes need to take a deeper dive from a scriptural perspective on why we should or should not adopt things that might be considered more secular than spiritual to promote ministry. Of course, the church should not sidestep or compromise its principles and doctrine, so this is not intended to suggest that only stir up the pot a little, like we'll see shortly how Jesus did, right? To keep the main thing in building his kingdom. So before we get started, I want you to check this out.
Need to take advantage of technology for your church or ministry, but just don't feel comfortable with all of the techie terminology, or just don't know where to start? Maybe you're wondering how tech and church can be merged for the good of your specific vision. Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, was written to clarify and simplify how tech can be applied to all areas of ministry to God's glory. Order copies for your church leaders and tech teams today at effectivetechnologyinministry.com.
Okay, so today we are talking about two choices, examining the data or trusting the Lord. Which will you choose? Well, I'm going to tell you right up front that I choose, hold on, maybe I should give you some context first so you know what we're talking about. You know, that usually helps a little bit, right? So Barna released a report that was produced in partnership with a company named Glue, called The State of Your Church, Measuring What Matters in Ministry. Now, various participating authors extrapolate data gathered from assessment surveys done across a swath of churches, and some of the analytical processes to review the data and contribute to conclusions were from advanced technology and processes that Glue deploys to monitor and enhance the collective might of the entire faith ecosystem. So, even though the report is much larger than the intersection of technology with our Christian faith, the very fact that a major faith-based technology company like Glue was involved in this endeavor is worth applauding that intersection for God's glory. So not now, but later, you can learn more about Glue online at https://glue.us. We got a preliminary nod that they would appear on a podcast dedicated to their offerings for churches while at CITN, and we hope to have them scheduled soon for that juicy conversation. And yes, you can expect some AI to be a part of that conversation as well. Now, it is important to note that the Barna report that inspired this podcast is copyrighted information, so I will only highlight points as allowed by copyright law, with the majority of this discussion being my own content. Therefore, I will at least share an image of the book and the QR code or the URL referenced therein for anyone who wants to learn more. And you can access the report, which requires that you create a Glue account to start using Barna Access, and also gives access to other resources like the Barna Church Pulse Assessment, which we highly recommend to church pastors, leaders, and those setting strategy for the entire church ministry. Now, the assessment has far reach, beyond the technology perspectives of church ministry growth and impact. We're talking mostly about technology on this podcast, but the point of sharing this on this podcast is that it is technology that is driving the analytics that give us a view into the conditions of our churches in this day and time. And it also helps us to make good decisions about doing God's work better. Now, we're going to take a deep dive into why these data reports are really not new, but have biblical origins. Say what, John? Biblical origins for data analysis? Don't go anywhere. We'll give clarity. Now, this report includes an opening by David Kinnaman, CEO of Barna Group, that discusses a vision for a renewed church. And overall, the report has data points and discussions around findings regarding what are called flourishing people and thriving churches. In the closing of this opening section of the report, Kinnaman makes a biblical case for seeking input. Input referred to data analysis, and this prompted me to extend the conversation with the provocative questions of this podcast today. Which is it? Examining the data or trusting the Lord? Now, from an Old Testament perspective, there are at least three sections in chapter 13 of Numbers that help us answer these questions as we seek to ascertain value in technology for ministry today. This is the known story about Moses sending spies into the land of Canaan, a data gathering mission that was ordered by the God who already knows everything, right? Of course, we don't know it all, so that's the point, right? Verses 17 through 20 are about setting the data parameters. Verses 21 through 27, collecting and reviewing the data. Verses 28 through 33, and even chapter 14, verses 1 through 25 are about responding to the data. So anyone who knows this story from a mature perspective knows that the third section is where God was really going with this exercise. Yes, he was showing them some blessings in the destination, but also some painful realities of the journey and the need for faith in him for that journey and its wondrous outcomes. Now, sections 1 and 2 relate to examining the data, and we want to say a little there. And we're going to come back to respond to the data and trusting God part, you know, in a moment. So, should a church collect or examine data to learn more about its effectiveness or to make decisions about its next ministry move? Why do we need data when we have the data king in our corner? Did you read the story? You may want to pause the podcast and take a peek. Okay, we can't say this passage is a direct command to include data analysis in your church's strategic plan, or to include technology itself for that matter. But it is clear that God had nothing against processes that bring additional information to the fore, regardless of the impact of such exposed data on having or taking those next steps. He authorized the analytical study. And I believe today that he would want us to hear his leading, to take a closer look for the sake of our next move. And we're going to touch on some New Testament precedent to this proper consideration around old and new things later. But I would like to think that this story of the spies being sent to spy out Canaan is indicative of how God would want us to use what is at our disposal to get a better understanding of where we are and where we're going. If data analytics can help a bad, good, or great church be an exceptionally effective church for those they serve, there is no impedance that I am aware of to take advantage of the tech tools that can move you toward that reality. So yes, question number one, you should collect and examine the data. So let's take a quick break before we go on.
What if I told you there was a way to get personalized, hand-holding support to build a long-term, big-picture strategy for technology in your ministry? Well, there is. The Simple Strategic Approach Masterclass is included in the premium tier of the Church Tech Club and provides direct access to personal training and coaching. The six steps outlined in Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, come to life as you are guided through a series of exercises to help you establish and implement the tech that promotes leading, reaching, and growing people effectively. Learn more and click the Give Me Access button at lunnonservices.com/SSA Masterclass to see a personal detailed video about this service. That's spelled lunnonservices.com/SSA Masterclass.
So, let's talk about valuing the data for a moment. We have done a bit of strategic planning for our ministry, and it's time to move forward. Regardless of what we discover, are we going to go with the data to help us shape our next move? Or will we get spiritually deep and reject it completely? Should we skip the data analysis altogether and just trust the Lord as an excuse to ignore what is now the obvious? So in the report, Kinnaman was grateful to see that Moses was open to additional input for decision making. And today, technology offers multiple ways for us to peer into the proofs and case studies from data across an array of demographics to formulate healthy choices. And I'm a proponent of the balanced approach to using technology to speed up the process of learning what is working and what is not today for fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, I say balanced for a reason. We don't want to toss out the old ways always. And note again, I said always. Sometimes balance is only brought by tossing out after evaluations and prayer for guidance. But sometimes aspects of the old are important. We'll close on that in a moment. But for now, I want you to notice that in Numbers 13, 27 through 29, after the spy data from the reconnaissance mission was gathered and analyzed, there was some doubt and fear. Okay, this really did happen. But the great thing about this analysis is that faith ruled the day. Trust in the Lord is really where any analysis should lead. So we welcome the empirical data as only a part of the decision-making process. The data for them and for us is a necessity, but so is God's hand in the matter. So again, we answer yes to the question number two. You should trust in the Lord. Now, there were others in the Old Testament who employed forms of data analysis as well. There were leaders like Jeremiah and Gideon and Nehemiah. They checked on things and followed God's leading for the challenges of their day and their time. Well, looks like we have solved the mystery of data versus faith. But that was Old Testament support. What about the person who says, Oh, that's under the law. What about a New Testament angle under grace? Well, I don't purport to say that all things tech are under either system, but I can say that Jesus had something to say about things old and new. Take one more break so we can pay some bills before we close out that angle.
Does your church or ministry have tech questions about a specific product, the right product to choose, or just want to see what others are doing with technology in their ministries? There's a club for that. The Church Tech Club is a community portal where you can collaborate in an ad-free social feed, self-paced learn via video lessons, and discover practical ways to effectively use technology for enhancing your ministry outcomes. Learn more and sign up for free or paid tiers today at thechurchtechclub.com.
I want to wrap things up by identifying a New Testament reference that leans toward the same conclusion that both the examination of data and the trusting of the Lord are both in order. However, this conversation was by Jesus himself and is much more general when we talk about the balance of old and new in life. Sometimes it is hard to adopt something new when it appears the old way isn't broken, or to lay down the new when it is obvious that the new is relevant for the sake of the objective. So, as you are navigating this new frontier of technology inclusion in and for ministry, keep something that I'm about to say in mind. In three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the lessons about the fasting or the lack thereof of Jesus' disciples and the inconsistencies of mixing the old and the new, for example, the torn clothes patched with the new ones leading to a worse tear and the new wine in old containers leading to a leak, taught valuable lessons. We'll use Luke's writing in Luke 5, 33 through 39 for brevity. First, Jesus had to remind very religious people that there is a time for everything. The time wasn't right for his disciples to fast because he was present. When he ascended, the time was right, and they obliged. Then he used a parable, and I believe to avoid the specific spiritual topic of fasting, he used this parable to identify that there are other applications for the kairos moments of timing in every aspect of life's choices and decisions. And Kinnaman mentions this in the opening segment of the Barna Report. Some commentators see Jesus explaining that a mixture of incongruent old and new concepts can cause undesirable results for both sides. Others see the point of Jesus being that the old, i.e. the Judeo person, would not be as quick to adapt to the new, i.e. the Christian person, making abrupt change from one to the other unlikely. And it may be that Luke is helping us to see that Jesus is teaching us balance. Holding on to the old only for the religious purpose of doing so can become unprofitable. So for our discussion today, it is also not wise to completely abandon the old ways of trusting God while looking only at the acquired data. There is a proper time and way for utilizing both and still having the outcomes that fulfill God's will. You know, gathering data is probably more helpful than not, even if the truth of the findings hurt a bit. But after carefully assessing the analytics, it is a good idea to check in with the data chief, okay, God himself. You do realize that we serve a God who knows everything, and he is kind enough to fill us in on the missing pieces. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we've got to put some skin, our own faith, in the game If we want to see him bring our technology inclusions to its fullest potential for kingdom results. That brings us to the end of this episode. The balance of utilizing the power of data and the power of God is not meant to minimize either. Ultimately, we must trust God for our strategic moves, but he uses the things in our purview, like the data, to help us make wise decisions. So the answer to today's questions of which is it, examine the data or trust the Lord, the answer is both. Remember, I put my own spin on what I gleaned from the report and combined it with some of what I already talk about in my book. I particularly wanted to add the biblical perspective on how technology, especially as it relates to using tools to gather data about your ministry and those you minister to, can help you in ways you may not have known before. You will need to obtain your own copy of the findings in the Barna report, but I do hope to have Barna and or Glue on a future podcast to really dive into the flourishing people and thriving churches concepts that are discussed in the report. You can scan the Barna QR code if it's shown or go to the Barna website at https://barna.glue.us/login so you can log in, create an account, and search for this report or the Church Pulse assessment. Listen, I am super excited about the things you will take away from each episode of the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Note that on some replay platforms, you will have access to the transcripts of an episode, and whether it is the video version or the audio version, you will be able to replay it and share it. Thanks to all our listeners. Another personal reminder, please like, subscribe, and follow us on all our social media and publication platforms. It really does support us. We've got more good things coming, so till the next episode, continue to ask, learn, and you will continue to be equipped to do more. God's favor to you.
That brings us to the end of this TCTC Talk episode. Thanks to our guests, highlighted companies, and our amazing audience, that's you, for joining us during today's exciting discussion of relevant technology topics for ministry. We hope the value in this episode was evident and beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platforms or find all episodes at lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. That's spelled lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast listening platform. Be sure to come back next week for a fresh discussion of technology for ministry. Until then, Jonathan wants to remind you that the Church Tech Club's motto is about motivating you to do three things: ask, learn, do more.